Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Nina Kacken for Jane Lindholm. In 2013, Vermont passed the country's first law against so-called patent trolling. Now, some of the patent holders allegedly doing that trolling are fighting back and suing the state. Eric Goldman is a professor of law and director of the High Tech Law Institute at Santa Clara University. He blogs about internet law and intellectual property for Forbes, and he joins us now. Professor Goldman, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, let's remind listeners what patent trolling is and how someone might do it.
Well, patent trolling is the improper assertion of patents in order to obtain a financial benefit that is not commensurate with the patent rights that the person is asserting. That could be anywhere from claiming that you have patents that cover things that exceed the scope of the patent to just a serial enforcement of patent rights with the idea that if you ask enough people to pay you money, some of them will, and that's profitable in its own right. The fact that we don't have a single definition of patent trolling is part of the problem here, and I trust we'll talk about it in a segment. In fact, we're not exactly sure where to draw the line between the improper assertion of patent rights and the legitimate enforcement.
But so these are people or companies that purchase a group of patents without really intending to use or develop a product, and instead they're targeting other businesses saying, hey, you're using our patents without our permission, and we're going to sue you if you don't pay up.
That's certainly one model of patent trolling, but there's a wide range of other behavior that might or might not be included. It could be someone who comes up with an idea that is kind of questionable whether it should be patented, is able to convince the patent office to give the patent, and then just goes around and starts asserting that patent, not really because they're hoping to advance society, but just hoping to get people to write them checks. That's a very different type of model of patent trolling, but it might be equally pernicious.
So is anyone keeping track of how much money this has cost companies in recent years?
There are some people who have done some estimates about the cost of over-assertion of patent rights. And as you can imagine, there's fierce debates in the literature about the validity of those statistics. But the numbers I've seen convince me that we're, as a society, paying billions of dollars, maybe many billions of dollars, to people who are asserting patent rights that probably aren't doing what society hoped they would be doing with those patents.
Huh. So Vermont was the first state in the nation to pass legislation to punish patent trolling back in 2013. What sort of impact has that law had?
Well, let's just clarify a little bit. So Vermont tried to regulate the process by which patent owners could assert their patent rights. It tried to divide the world into improper assertions and legitimate assertions. And it gave some factors that suggested this looks more like an improper assertion or this looks more like a proper assertion. The idea is that by forcing the people sending the letters to be more specific and more honest about what they're doing, we're more likely to see legitimate enforcements, and we can punish those who are over-asserting their rights or who are trying to cut corners and impose costs on the recipients of those letters. That particular model of attacking the over-assertion of patent rights has proven to be quite successful or quite popular in the legislatures. And so based on the Vermont model, over two dozen other states have followed its lead and have passed some type of effort to regulate the sending of demand or assertion letters for patent rights.
And do those laws that have been passed vary much from state to state?
There's a lot of commonality between them, but there are small variations in just about every implementation in different states. And this is one of the problems of regulating patents at the state level. If someone wanted to do a national campaign to enforce their patent rights, they would have to research each and every law because there would be differences. Some would require more disclosure of specific things that other states wouldn't care about, or there may be other specific steps that a person has to take under a particular state's law. So the patchwork of legal obligations on the part of a patent owner across the nation does make it quite difficult for someone to do a national campaign.
Well, Congress is also tackling this issue. Do you expect federal laws soon to deal with patent trolling?
There's been some proposals in Congress to take over the function of regulating the overassertion of patent rights. So instead of having at the state level all these different state laws that govern when you can send a patent letter, demand letter, and what it can say, Congress might pass a law saying, here's what you can do across the nation. That, to me, strikes me as relatively uncontroversial. It seems that if that were the only aspect of patent reform at issue, that would be likely to pass. But it's been bundled together with other efforts to do additional reforms to the patent system, and those have proven controversial. So it's a little bit unclear right now if Congress will enact regulation of patent assertions only because they might make it a package deal with everything else.
Right. Well, despite all of the other states following Vermont's lead, Vermont's now dealing with some pushback. MPHJ Technology Investments, that's the company that was at the heart of the state's original anti-trolling legislation, is fighting back and recently filed a federal lawsuit against Vermont. What do you know about this company, MPHJ Technology?
They're well known in our community, but I've not independently researched to validate exactly what they're doing and why they're doing it. But they've obviously attracted a lot of attention because they've been one of the companies that's been focusing on sending out lots of letters to small businesses across the nation. And because of that, there's a lot of people who've gotten a letter from this group and who are confused whether or not they actually have to settle up.
Well, there's a lot of legalese even swirling around this counter lawsuit. Can you explain what MPHJ's counter lawsuit alleges, and what do you make of it?
So there's actually two different legal battles that this group is fighting with Vermont. One is over the enforcement action that the state attorneys general brought against the group. And then separately, the group's filed what I might call a preemptive lawsuit, saying that Vermont's statute regulating the sending of patent demand letters violated a variety of different laws, including a claim that it was violating the First Amendment. The letter, even if it's a business letter seeking money, is still a form of speech. And so the lawsuit claims that the Vermont regulation is effectively chilling their free speech.
Huh. Well, there was an article in Forbes a week or so ago that cautioned lawmakers to be careful when enacting new laws to fight patent trolls, saying it's not always so black and white. Is there a way to craft laws to better deal with that concern?
You know, it really isn't black and white. And I do think that that's one of the lessons we might take away from the two dozen states that have enacted laws regulating the assertion of patents, that because there's all these different flavors of what looks like a bad enforcement or a legitimate enforcement, it's clear we don't have consensus on that topic. Nevertheless, I think there is some value to trying to get patent owners to think carefully about what claims they're making before they send a letter, and to force them to do some of their homework before they send a letter. So in that sense, I think that even if we're going to be thoughtful about this, I think there's some merit to the effort. But the effort is only one piece of a much larger equation of regulating the overall problem of overassertion of patent rights, and especially the overassertion of not so great patents, or what we might call bogus patents. And there's a multi-pronged effort to combat that problem, which regulating the letters being sent is just a small piece of it.
All right, Professor Goldman, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Eric Goldman is a professor of law and director of the High Tech Law Institute at Santa Clara University. He blogs about internet law and intellectual property for Forbes.